time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 90. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 72. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The 4-H Poultry Show was held yesterday at the Wayne County Fairgrounds. In fancy breeds, Paige Farmer and Zach Paul won champion pullet and cockerel, respectively. Jacob Paul and Cooper Weinsberg won reserve champion pullet and cockerel. In commercial breeds, Colton Bass and Jacob Paul won champion pullet and cockerel. Anna Taylor and Ty Mix won reserve champion pullet and cockerel. In game birds, Callie Weinsberg won both champion and reserve champion pullet. Gideon Walker won champion cockerel, and Cooper Weinsberg won reserve champion cockerel. In miscellaneous birds, Jacob Paul and Paige Farmer won champion male and female. Callie Weinsberg and Colton Bass won reserve champion male and female. The overall champion pullet was won by Jacob Paul, and Zach Paul received overall champion cockerel. Gideon Walker won grand champion market pen, and Anna Taylor won reserve grand champion market pen. 4-H general projects were also held yesterday at the fairgrounds, and results in those categories are available on the WFIW Radio Facebook page. More news next.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and nighttimes by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
Are you a current high school student? You could be on the fast track to a college degree with dual credit classes offered by Frontier Community College. Dual credit opportunities are free and applied towards your college degree, saving you time and money. Join a few night classes or summer classes and you could earn your associate's degree in as little as 1 year. Call Frontier Community College at 842-3711 to learn more.
Hey y'all, are you ready to say yes to your perfect dress? I'm Nicole Jordan and I own The Farmer's Daughter at 203 East Main Street in Fairfield. The Farmer's Daughter has over 200 wedding dresses and homecoming formals in stock from brand names such as Christina Wu, Allure, and Lotus Threads. We also have Jasmine Bridal and Karasebo lines arriving this summer. We also carry bridesmaids, flower girl dresses, and mother of the bride attire, along with footwear and jewelry. So no appointment necessary and layaway is available. So come on in and see us at The Farmer's Daughter.
In other news, according to a Facebook post from former Wayne County Sheriff Sonny McCulley, he and his wife Janet will most likely wrap up their Illinois separation petition this week in Wayne County. McCulley said last month that the petition to detach Chicago from the rest of the state needed 476 signatures in Wayne County to put the question on the 2020 election ballot. Per the Facebook post, they have more than enough signatures to place the referendum on the ballot, though more are welcome. The post lists Fairfield Produce, A&D Auto Parts in Fairfield, Mount Erie Bank, Buckshot Grill in Sisney, Skillet Fork Grill in Orchardville, and JT's and Napa in Wayne City as locations to sign the petition. More information on the effort can be found on the Wayne County, Illinois Separation Facebook page. Three people were booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday. 31-year-old Mount Vernon resident Corey L. Van Avery was booked on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving with a revoked or suspended license. 22-year-old Mount Vernon resident Cody D. Seacrest was booked on a Wayne County failure to appear warrant for speeding. The two were transported to the jail yesterday morning from Jefferson County, and they were each held pending the posting of $595 bond. 46-year-old Fairfield resident Jason G. McGowan was arrested by Wayne County deputies last night on a White County failure to appear warrant for deceptive practices. McGowan was transported to the jail and released after posting $170 bond. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White said yesterday that his office does not share information with ICE, that's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or any other law enforcement agency on the issue of a person's legal status in the United States. White made his comment in response to published stories saying that ICE and the FBI use photos from driver's license offices nationwide as a means to identify undocumented persons. Illinois was not mentioned as one of the participating states, and White's statement serves to underscore that fact. White did say that his office does fully cooperate with authorities if an individual is being sought by a law enforcement agency for criminal activity. However, he said they will not specifically disclose a person's legal standing. State Representative Darren Bailey was in Fairfield yesterday to announce that he will run for a seat in the Illinois State Senate. Dale Ryder announced earlier this year that he would not seek re-election to the Senate, and Bailey will be running to fill his seat in 2021. When asked what would be different about the positions, Bailey said he was told by Ryder that serving in the Senate would allow him to have more of an impact for his district.
This is not a, you know, climbing up the corporate ladder to better myself. I've said from day one, I love serving. I have 8 grandchildren that are at the forefront of the reason that I am serving. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to get down here and see, you know, the economy in southeastern Illinois to know that we've got problems. So I believe that, you know, I know that I will be, upon Senator Ryder leaving, I would be the most conservative voice in the Senate.
Bailey also weighed in on a recent controversy in southern Illinois, the removal of Confederate Railroad from the performance docket at the DuQuoin State Fair. The band was reportedly removed because their name was deemed inappropriate for a performer at a state-owned facility. Bailey said that view was hypocritical due to the views of other performers at the state fair, and he said he hopes to have that decision reversed.
I'm wanting to inquire. I want to find out who made that decision, how this happened, how we can you know, stop this from happening in the future. And we know that the DuQuoin State Fair is a serious economic driver for southern Illinois. So what can we do to preserve that? And I think one of the things that I'm going to push for is to get the Department of Ag, get somebody to recant, to say we made a mistake, we messed up, and we are indeed going to have Confederate Railroad come and perform. Can you imagine the boost that would perform to the DuQuoin area?
Appearing on Morning Coffee for an interview yesterday, Bailey also said he expects an announcement very soon regarding who will run for his representative seat in the 109th District. The Fairfield City Council will meet tonight at 6 at City Hall with 9 scheduled items of business on the docket. To begin the meeting, aldermen are expected to award a bid for energy efficiency upgrades at the wastewater treatment plant. The upgrades will be paid for in part by a grant, as Mayor Brent McGuire explains.
So these automated controls will be able to say, okay, you don't need to run right now, so you're not going to run right now. Oh, we're getting some coming in here. Okay, we need to run at 50%. We need to run at 70% or whatever it is. And so through that, since we're not running 100% all the time, there's energy savings. They basically said, we estimate that the city can save up to $24,000 a year just in doing 3 basic things. So we had someone come in and give us a quote on what that would cost to do, and it was about a $163,000 project. Applied through the Illinois EPA for a grant, and we received it. And it's 90% funding, so 90% of the money comes from IEPA, and we match our 10%.
Appearing on the Community Connection program, Mayor McGuire also said the council will hear an update on the city's flooding issues from HLR Engineering in Mount Carmel.
We've been using Colin Dunn with HLR Engineers to do work on that. He's also going to present some preliminary findings on a study that we've been having them do when it comes to flooding. They'll have some things that we can go ahead to do right now, mm-hmm. that aren't real expensive or relatively easy to do to mitigate some of that, but then talk about a larger picture as far as there was a study done of Lakeside, I guess, a few years ago. And so Colin has reached out to those people getting that information so that we can take a look at the bigger pictures as far as how does Lakeside tie into that? How does some of these other things tie into that? What might we be able to do mm-hmm. in regards to that? And then look at how do we fund, those initiatives.
The council is also expected to hear a resolution to approve a street closing request for the Fall Fun Fest. In more immediate business, Fairfield could have a change to two ordinances after tonight's council meeting. Per Mayor McGuire, the council is expected to approve a change in the city's trailer ordinance. That change would allow inspections of trailers that have received safety, integrity, or appearance complaints. Aldermen are also expected to change the city's public drinking ordinance.
But it basically says that it's unlawful for anyone to drink in public view. So technically meaning that if you walked out on your front porch and you had something and someone saw it, you could get in trouble. We don't think that that should really apply anymore. So we're basically removing that part that says in public view.
The council will also discuss an ordinance to allow golf carts and side-by-sides on city roads, though no action to approve that ordinance is expected. Several items must be addressed in a final ordinance, including on what roads the carts would be allowed, how permits would be acquired, insurance, and passengers allowed on the carts. The Wayne County 4-H Horse Show was held at the Wayne County Fairgrounds on Friday. Alex Nykirk, Riley Taylor, Remy Taylor, and Jasper Hart were selected as trophy winners at the event. Nykirk was High Point Senior in performance, speed, and overall. Riley Taylor was High Point Junior in performance and overall, and Remy Taylor was High Point Junior in speed. Hart was High Point Pony in performance, speed, and overall. Nykirk was also named Senior Showmanship winner, and Gideon Walker was the alternate. Riley Taylor was named Junior Showmanship winner, with Callie Weinsberg the alternate. Some good signs have been reported for some farmers for the Illinois wheat crop. Kyle Braze is a seed rep in southwest Illinois.
You know, we've talked a lot about it over the last month and not sure where quality and stuff would come in and yields. And obviously a lot of water this spring made us worry about nitrogen and how that wheat was going to turn out. But it has been really good so far. I've had a lot of customers call with yields well above where we thought they were going to be. And even hearing some very close or right at 100 bushel per acre with, 58 plus test weight and decent looking quality as we're going into it.
Braze farms near Edwardsville in Madison County. The State Board of Education is reminding people that free and reduced meals are available not just at school, but also at participating daycares and after-school programs. Kim Howard reports.
Participating centers are reimbursed for the meals, providing an important source of nourishment for low-income kids, says ISBE Nutrition and Wellness's Tim Murphy.
Whether they're in schools or daycare centers, there's countless studies that show the connection between proper nutrition and success in school. And that's such an essential part of the day for daycare centers and that child development.
The program is federally funded, and families need to apply each year to see if they're eligible. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
A plant pathogen that causes an invasive tree-killing disease has been found in Illinois. The State Department of Agriculture says the pathogen that causes sudden oak death has been confirmed in ornamental plants at 10 Walmart stores and one Hy-Vee. The issue first emerged with rhododendrons at an Indiana Walmart in late May. Agriculture officials traced the pathogen to plants from nurseries in Washington and Canada sold through an Oklahoma store. They received shipping records and found that 18 states overall have received the plants. The stores have issued recalls of the infected plants. So far, no oak trees in Illinois have been infected with the incurable disease. Experts say sudden oak death poses no threat to humans, animals, or food sources. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hey, did you go out for breakfast?
Yep, got a sausage McMuffin with egg from McDonald's, melty cheese, and a buttery English muffin. You?
Cereal. Just dry cereal.
You know, that kind of looks like what we feed the parakeet.
Yeah, it's probably why he's giving me the stink eye.
Good thing I got a McMuffin for you, too.
There's a better way to breakfast.
Get a savory sausage biscuit with crispy hash browns for just $1.50. Price and participation may vary for a limited time. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
An average yield increase of 27 bushels per acre. That's rare in corn. So is 8 more bushels in soybeans. Yeah, if you want gains that big in your fields, you need a stronger fungicide. One that works overtime, when the rest punch out. Trivapro Fungicide. Ask for it at your local Syngenta retailer. Always read and follow label instructions.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 89. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,719, down 86. The NASDAQ is at 8,129, up 31. And August crude oil is at $57.89, and that is up 23 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 64-year-old James Jim R. Griffith Jr. died on Monday in Evansville, Indiana. He worked at Champion Laboratories in Albion for 42 years before retiring in 2017. Jim Griffith Jr. is survived by his wife, Peggy Griffith of Evansville, parents James and Carolyn Griffith of Fairfield, daughter Talisa Sandwell of Evansville, brother Clark Griffith of Fairfield, stepchildren Eric Glover of Grayville, and Jennifer Dreblow, Jamie Glover, and Crystal Elliott, all of Evansville. 11 grandchildren, mother-in-law Eunice McCarty, brother-in-law Dale McCarty of Sominock, sister-in-law Chrissy Thomas of Bone Gap, an aunt, and several close nephews, nieces, and cousins. Funeral services for Jim Griffith Jr. will be held on Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. to service time. Burial will follow in Maple Hill Cemetery in Fairfield. In lieu of flowers, the family asks for donations to the Linda E. White Hospice House. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 80-year-old Benton resident Donald Ray Preston died at 10:28 p.m. on Sunday at his residence. He was a sawmill worker and was a member of the Enfield Methodist Church. Donald Preston is survived by three daughters, Penny Nipper of Ackworth, Georgia, Jeanette Gass of McLeansboro, and Yvette Henniger of Mount Carmel, son Kent Preston of Mill Shoals, brother Charles Preston of Carmi, 8 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, and several nieces, nephews, great-nieces, and great-nephews. Funeral services for Donald Preston will be held at 2 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 1 o'clock to service time at the funeral home. Burial will be at Carmi Garden of Memories. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 79-year-old Grayville resident Joan A. Treadway died on Sunday at Meadowood Nursing Home in Grayville. She was retired from Champion Laboratories. Joan Treadway is survived by sons Mark and Mike Treadway, both of Grayville, brothers Billy and Dennis Reese, both of Grayville, Tommy Reese of Crossville, and Eddie Linder of Grayville, one grandson, and two great-grandchildren. Graveside funeral services for Joan Treadway will be held at noon on Friday at Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. There will be no visitation. Friends and family are asked to be at the cemetery by noon. Memorials may be made to the Northside Baptist Church in Grayville, and they will be accepted by Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. 81-year-old Carmi resident Frank C. Chalcraft died at 5:25 p.m. on Wednesday at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. He was a truck driver and a U.S. Army veteran. Frank Chalcraft is survived by daughters Robin Williams of Albion and Linda Knowles of Ellery, son Doug Chalcraft of Fairfield, twin brother Paul Chalcraft of Ellery, and two nieces. A private graveside service for Frank Chalcraft was held at Bethel Cemetery. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home was in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
It's time for July 4th parties and celebrations. Did you forget anything? Don't worry, Walgreens remembered. And we're just minutes away with great deals on all your July 4th essentials, like 12-pack Coca-Cola and Pepsi products. 3 for $8.99, limit 3. And Doritos and Lay's chips for only $1.88. With great prices and easy in, easy out, your holiday starts here. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Offers valid with card while supplies last. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Valero salutes you and all your finest moments. For those times you go beyond what you thought possible. Whether that looks like running that extra mile or that extra errand. For taking on a new challenge, a new adventure, or a new route to work. Wherever life's finest moments take you, get there with the finest fuel. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, partly sunny skies and a high today of 90. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 72, and then sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 92. The outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, mostly sunny skies both Thursday and Friday. Both days will have highs around 85 and overnight lows around 65. It'll be sunny on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 92 with an overnight low of 70.